بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by the Commander-in-Chief of Iran's Armed Forces, Imam Khamenei, on October 10, 2023, during the joint graduation ceremony for the cadets studying in the academies of the Islamic Republic of Iran's Armed Forces. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, all praise is due to God, Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon our Master, Muhammad, and his pure, immaculate progeny, particularly the remnant of God on earth. I would like to extend my greetings and congratulations to the dear youth who are treasured by the Iranian nation. Today is their graduation day. I would also like to congratulate the young people who are entering the nation's officer training universities and receiving their epaulets today. I would like to thank our dear brothers and respected commanders for the reports they presented. I would also like to thank you for the beautiful anthem that you sang. The first thing that I want to tell you, dear young people, today is that you have been instated into the armed forces and you have chosen this. This is one of the most vital jobs in the administration of the country and in the management of this dear land. This is a great honor for you.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Military jobs, whether in the various forces of the army, the various forces of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or the country's law enforcement organization, are some of the occupations that rank at the top of the list of the country and nation's most important duties and responsibilities. You have accepted these responsibilities. You have gained this honor for yourselves and for your families by agreeing to work in the various parts of the armed forces. The armed forces are considered to be an iron shield for national security, an iron shield for national security, and national security is the foundation for all the other important areas that play a role in the country's progress. If there is no security, there is nothing else. If a country lacks the ability to protect its own security, it has no choice but to define itself under this power or that power. It has no choice but to attach itself to others. What does this mean? It means this country has to put its national honor on the line. If it fails to do this, if it fails to use its national honor, its political words will naturally have no credibility in the world.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.